Welcome to Deedon B College. Today we're building a subway jungle base wobble route in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is very simple. Keep the low end solid, then add just enough movement on top to give you that old school jungle and early DNB pressure. We are not chasing a modern Euro bass here. We are not trying to make something insanely bright or over-designed. We want a bass that feels weighty, slightly unruly, and safe under chopped breaks, rude snares, and dusty samples. The kind of bass that supports the drop instead of stealing the whole show. The key idea is separation. One track holds the pure sub. Another track carries the wobble character. That split is the whole trick, because in jungle and DNB the low end can go messy very quickly. If the wobble owns the sub range, the kick disappears, the bass gets big in mono, and the groove loses its punch. But when you control it properly, the bass feels like it's breathing while the floor still stays heavy. So let's start with two MIDI tracks. On the first track, load a very simple synth. Operator is perfect, analog works great too, and wave eatable is absolutely fine if you keep it clean. Use a sine wave or something very close to it. This is your sub. Keep it plain, keep it centered, keep it almost boring in isolation. That's a good sign. On the second track, use the same MIDI notes, but load something thicker. A saw-based patch, a squarish tone, or a detuned waveform is ideal. This is your wobble layer. It needs some harmonic content, because the movement will happen in the mids and upper bass rather than in the sub floor. What to listen for here is simple. Solo the sub and hear if it feels like one solid pillar under the drums. Solo the wobble and hear if it has attitude without becoming huge on its own. Then play them together. If they sound like one bass, you're on the right track. If they sound like two unrelated sounds fighting for space, trim the low end out of the wobble and simplify. Now write a bass phrase that leaves room for the break. For this style, simple usually wins. Start with a one bar or two bar idea. Use a root note, maybe a fifth, maybe an octave variation. That's enough. You do not need a complicated melody. The drums are already busy. The bass just needs to answer them. A really strong beginner move is to make the bass speak after the snare, then leave some space while the break fills the gap. Think in phrases rather than constant motion. One bar of tension, one bar of response, then a small variation every two or four bars. That gives the line shape without clutter. Why this works in DNB is because the groove is already packed with detail. The bass does not need to be busy to feel active. In jungle, placement and weight matter more than note count. That's a big mindset shift, and it will help you a lot. Now let's shape the sub properly. Keep the sub clean and mono. If you're using operator, a sine wave is the easiest starting point. If you're using wave eatable, choose a smooth waveform and avoid stereo spread on this layer. You can use an auto filter if you need to remove unwanted top end, but don't overprocess it. The sub should do one job only: hold the floor. Use a fast attack, and keep the release tight enough that the notes don't smear together. Short notes often work well in jungle because they leave room for the drums to punch through. You want pressure, not blur. What to listen for now is the quality of the notes. They should feel even and stable. No clicking, no ugly thudding from a release that's too short. No stereo weirdness. If the sub seems to wobble by itself, it's not really acting like a sub anymore. Now build the wobble layer. On the second track, use a more harmonically rich synth and put auto filter on it. That's a very classic Ableton move, and it gives you controlled movement without getting too wild. If you want, you can add saturator after the filter, and maybe EQ8 at the end. That's already enough for a really usable result. Set the filter low enough that the sound is not fully bright all the time. You want a slow, swabby wobble, not a screaming lead. Keep the resonance modest at first, just enough to give it a little vowel and attitude. The movement should feel deliberate, almost like a groove breathing rather than a synth, showing off. As a starting point, keep the wobble rate slow. Think 1/2, 1/4, or something that feels phrase-based rather than twitchy. We are aiming for old-school jungle pressure, not fast EDM wobble. A slow modulation gives the bass that rolling menace and lets the break keep its authority. And here's a really important split. High pass the wobble layer enough so it does not compete with the sub. Use EQ8 and remove the low-end rumble from that track. Let the sub own the foundation. Let the wobble own the personality. What to listen for is whether the wobble adds attitude without making the bottom end fuzzy or wide. If the wobble track sounds exciting by itself but gets messy when the drums come in, it's probably too low or too broad. Trim the low end on the wobble rather than turning the whole bass down. A useful way to think about this is: sub handles weight, wobble handles character. Keep those jobs separate and the mix gets much easier. At this point, you can choose a flavor. If you want the rude, dusty version, push a bit more saturator drive, let the resonance poke through a little more, and keep the wobble more obviously audible between snare hits. That's great for raw jungle, rag-leaning stuff, or warehouse pressure. If you want the cleaner, rounder version, keep the drive subtle, reduce the resonance slightly, and let the motion happen more through filter movement than distortion. That's better if your drums are already very aggressive or if you want the bass to breathe more. Either choice is wrong. Just be intentional. Now lock the bass to the drum pocket, not just the grid. This is where jungle really lives. Put the bass against the actual break, not just against a metronome. If the snare hits on 2 and 4, the bass should often answer around those hits rather than crowding them. Tiny note shifts can make a massive difference. Move a note a hair earlier or later if the groove feels stiff. What to listen for here is whether the bass sits inside the break or fights it. If the snare loses its snap, shorten the bass notes or move the wobble emphasis away from the snare transient. If the groove feels flat, leave a tiny gap before a bass hit so the snare can breathe. In DNB, space is weight. That's a real producer truth. Now let the bass evolve over time. Jungle drops work best when the bass develops in phrases. Automate the wobble layers, filter cutoff, resonance, or drive over 8 or 16 bars. Start a little restrained, then open it up. Then maybe add a touch more grit, then pull it back again. A good simple shape is this. The first 4 bars are restrained, the next 4 open a little more, the next 4 add some attitude, and the last 4 pull back to set up a change. That gives the section a conversation instead of a static loop. Just don't automate everything at once. If cutoff, resonance, and drive all jump massively at the same time, the bass can lose its center. Keep the movement controlled. One main change is often enough. Once the wobble feels right, consider printing it to audio. This is a very smart step in jungle production, because printed audio lets you work like an arranger, not just a sound designer. You can chop a tiny piece, mute a note, reverse a tail, or make a little fake out before the next phrase. That kind of editing often sounds more authentic than endlessly tweaking the synth. If the wobble already feels like a recognizable phrase in context, stop chasing microscopic improvements. That's a good habit. Slight roughness can be more musical than perfect polish in this style. Also, save versions as you go. Keep a safe version, a ruder version, and a printed edit version. That way you can come back without losing the idea that made it work in the first place. Now test the bass in a proper arrangement. Don't leave it in a loop forever. Put it under an intro, then into the first drop, then into a second drop idea. In a real DNB track, bass has to work as arrangement material, not just as sound design. A very practical phrase plan is to tease the wobble in the intro, bring in sub plus wobble for the first drop, open the movement a little more in the next 8 bars, and then make the second drop feel different by changing the rhythm, adding a bit more grit, or opening the filter further. The second drop should not just be louder. It should have a new function. And one more important mix decision. Keep the sub mono. If you want stereo character, let it live above the low end in the wobble layer only. Check mono regularly. If the bass gets thinner in mono, too much low end information is living in the wrong layer. A quick reminder here, if the bass sounds impressive only when the drums are muted, it's probably overdesigned for this genre. Old school jungle bass should feel rude, but it should still respect the break. The drums need room to talk. So let's recap the core idea. Keep the sub clean, centered, and simple. Let the wobble layer carry movement and grit. Split the low end responsibility so the track stays club safe. Write the phrase in context with the kick, snare, and break. Use filter movement rather than wild modulation for that old school jungle feel. Commit to audio when the idea is working so you can arrange faster. And always check mono compatibility and drum space before you call it done. If you want to push it further, remember this. The best jungle bass often uses wobble as punctuation, not wallpaper. Leave gaps. Let the snare hit. Let the break breathe. That's where the power comes from. Now take the 4-bar practice challenge. Build one clean sub track, one wobble track. Use no more than 3 MIDI notes, keep the sub mono and make one main automation move only. Then test it against the drums. Does the kick still punch? Does the snare still snap through? Does the sub stay stable in mono? Does the wobble add character without taking over the low end? If you can answer yes to those 4 questions, you're in the zone. Go make it heavy, keep it controlled, and trust the groove.